what do you call a paved road that has a real light surface?
Solid.
Well, this is one that's paved with concrete.
Well, that's well, we call it concrete. Unless we, until they do blacktop it.
Oh, this is solid.
Hello.
That's my dog.
Oh, how are you? You won't bother us a bit. I'm talking to your parents here. I'm trying to get some information.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, come on in and have a seat.
Cold.
What do you call? What do you call a paved road that has a black surface? Do you have any word for that?
Blacktop.
Blacktop. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Oh, no, it ain't shoulder. What do you call it? I'm not so familiar. You know these highways, you know they have grass stripping between the, in the middle of the highway?
Well, this would be between, let's see, a sidewalk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the sidewalk. That's between the sidewalk and the highway. Well, it might be
that's
a shoulder.
Totally shoulder.
All right. Lots of people don't have a word for it.
No.
I don't have one either. What do you call a ditch by the side of a road in level country?
A drain ditch.
Sometimes I call them good.
Yeah, but that's about the way that's a head of water.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Sorry, dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time? They make it with their nose and mouth. You know.
You bet my dad.
Well, do you say neigh, nicker, wicker, whinker?
Or whatever his name is or something.
Yeah, the whistles.
The whistles, the horse's whistle.
The whistle one on him.
Some people call that a laugh, a neigh, a nicker, a wicker, yeah, winker, yeah. Whinny, a winner. All these different words. That's what we're looking for. What do you call a chicken bone shaped like this that children like to pull into?
Call a pulley bone, though.
All right. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Well, we always call it the second growth of another crop.
All right. What do you call bread made from cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Is that what you call it?
That's all we do.
What other things are made from cornmeal? Is there anything you make by putting cornmeal in deep fat and frying it?
Patty cakes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Make egg bread and patties.
Patty cakes and egg bread?
Yeah.
How do you make egg bread?
You meal and put a little flour in, put your shortening in there, and egg and milk.
And mix it all.
Soda and salt.
And you put it in the oven and bake it.
Yeah, and bake it egg bread.
Do you cook cornmeal with greens, any?
With greens?
Uh-huh.
Could eat with the greens.
But not right in the greens?
No, not in, right in.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Oh. Ash cake.
What do you call soft cornbread served in a bowl with a spoon? Milk and bread. Okay. What do you call bread in a loaf that's made with white flour? This is like you'd buy in a store. You know, you buy a
loaf. Pone.
Pone?
Put in a pone, yeah.
Okay.
Pone.
Fine. What do you call a round pastry about so big and has a hole in the middle? And if it's cooked with baking powder, do you call it one thing?